Here in Southern California, it is hot, really hot. Palm Springs yesterday hit 120 degrees, and firefighters say the state is in for a bad fire season. Scientists now want to better understand how drought affects plants and trees and how they burn. Raquel Maria Dillon of KQED reports on how scientists make precise measurements of vegetation moisture and how they use that info to prevent more damaging fires.
Up here on a hillside above San Jose, it's beautiful and peaceful with a 180-degree panorama of the southern end of the San Francisco Bay. But scientists focused on the details, numbers, and measurements don't see this view. They're staring down a record drought year.
And yeah, the worrying thing up here at Blackberry Hill is you can see, you can tell the plants are struggling.
Alan Houston is a grad student at San Jose University studying meteorology. But today, his task is to snip samples from a particular native plant called chamise as part of a national project to measure vegetation moisture.
We get about 30 grams of each, and we measure how much moisture they've lost to determine how much was in there.
These measurements are collected at more than 100 sites across California, and they go into a national database that helps scientists understand how wildfires burn. Vegetation, or fuel moisture, is one of several factors that determine what's burning and how that influences fire behavior, along with weather and the lay of the land. Researchers started tracking vegetation moisture at this site 8 years ago. This year, fuel moisture levels in the coastal Santa Cruz Mountains are lower than ever before.
Yeah, it was shocking because usually when we go up in April to these sites, it's full of new growth, the plants are growing.
Professor Craig Clements is director of San Jose State's Wildfire Interdisciplinary Research Laboratory, and he supervises the data gathering for this project.
So these plants are designed to go without water for months, but they still are ignitable.
Low moisture is a sign of things to come.
Later in the season, the lower the soil moisture content, the lower the plant moisture content, the easier it is to burn.
Many Northern Californians have noticed the hills turned golden earlier this year, and the brush looks different on a favorite hike. Even without being scientists or foresters, we can see the effects of low vegetation moisture. It really is drier out there. East Bay Regional Park District Fire Captain Patrick McIntyre took me on a driving tour of a beloved urban park in the hills above Berkeley to show how each different tree species responds to drought conditions.
The health of these giant sequoias is definitely declining. Right there, those are Douglas fir trees.
Many trees here are dropping leaves or bark or have patches of reddish-brown needles. And McIntyre says it's happening all over the San Francisco Bay Area.
The dry brittleness of the brush, it just cracks beneath your feet. Just the visible kind of just sadness of how the trees are looking. Doesn't seem as though there's enough soil moisture just to keep these trees happy and alive right now. It's kind of worrisome.
These symptoms of drought won't go away till it rains in the fall. Those record low vegetation moisture readings aren't likely to get any better either. Firefighters and scientists agree lower vegetation moisture predicts earlier, bigger wildfires this season. The data and the look of the landscape point in the same grim direction. For Here and Now, I'm Raquel Maria Dillon.